Hi, Royals fans. This is J.J. Piccolo. The University of Kansas Health System is the official health care provider of the Kansas City Royals. Get the major league care you deserve at kansashealthsystem.com/royals.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Let's talk high school football with Dion Clisso, managing editor at Preps KC. Dion Clisso. Let me tell you something, man. This has been a hell of a high school football season. And I was there at the St. Pius game when they had their miraculous comeback against Cardinal Ritter, a team that also showed a tremendous amount of heart. And it was one of the best games, one of the best finishes I've ever seen. I'm sure you've seen the play now that they call the Bumblebee, and homage to Wasp, where Robbie Sharp was being tackled and lateraled the ball back to Jack Mosh, who found an open receiver in the end zone, and Pius wins 21-20. But now they take on a monster in St. Mary's from St. Louis, led by a wide receiver named Kevin Coleman, who has offers from every Division I school on the planet and is the number one player in the state of Missouri, the number three player according to Rivals, number three wide receiver in the nation, and I think the number 24, 25 player overall. But we had Robbie Sharp and Jack Mosh on the show a little bit earlier, and they said that they are ready to go down there and shock the world, and it would be quite a shock. Just give me your thoughts on St. Pius and their run to the state championship game, that win last week, and what they face in Columbia on Saturday.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is the play at the end of the first half.
They Hail Mary!
Hail Mary at the end of the first half. They definitely pull out all the stops on Saturday to beat Cardinal Ritter, who's a really good football team, even though they've had, you know, quite a few losses out there. They played a tough competition. They played Class 5 Jackson twice, and they lost to Lincoln Prep. We know how good they are. But, no, outstanding win for St. Pius last week. And to get back to a state championship game after going last year in Class 2 and now they're in Class 3 says a lot about that program, and especially that group of seniors. You know, it's going to be interesting in St. Mary's. They've got all kinds of talent. This is a group that's been pretty much starting since they were sophomores, and that year they went to the Class 4 semifinals where they lost to Platte County in a pretty close game. So you talk about Kevin Coleman. I mean, he's definitely someone that Pius is going to have to keep an eye on and make sure they know where he's at. You know, but playing Cardinal Ritter the week before has got to do nothing but help them. You know, you're going to see similar type athletes that you will in St. Mary's, and so the speed of the game isn't going to be a shock to them. Playing in a state championship game, doing all those kinds of things, is not going to be a shock to St. Pius, where St. Mary's hasn't been here before. And last year, St. Mary's was pretty good, but they got COVIDed out in the playoffs as they were getting on a bus to go to a game. They were told they were sitting down. So, you know, there's a lot of redemption on both sides here. I think St. Pius was really close last year. I mean, they lost the state championship game by one score and a tough defensive battle. So, I you know, are they the favorites? No, I think St. Mary's is the favorites, but I'm not going to be shocked if St. Pius wins, especially after the way they played last week.
I'll be down there to support them. And so St. Pius and St. Mary's, like old school, St. Mary's was our rival when I was in school, but that was the St. Mary's in Independence. This St. Mary's is a little different, Dion. But that's 11 a.m. on Saturday in Columbia. I want to give some love to a couple of other local schools that will also be battling for state championships. Let's start with East Buchanan battling for the Class 1 state championship. Preview that game for us.
Well, you know, that's East Buchanan is a team that only has one loss in the season. They lost to rival Mid-Buchanan in Week 7 and have come all the way back from that and then not lost since, including beating Mid-Buchanan in a district semifinal and University Academy in a district final. And then Thayer last week in the semis after beating Penny for a second time in the quarterfinals. And, you know, if you watch what they've done pretty much since the start of the playoffs, it's a cliche that a coach says we just want to be playing our best football at the right time. They've done nothing but get better each week. I mean, like, their defense has gotten stronger, their offensive rushing game. They've got a sophomore tailback named Travis Klein, who's dynamic and is as good a Class 1 tailback as you're going to see. Probably could play Class 2, Class 3 very easily. And their defense last week shut down a Thayer team that I think a lot of people thought was good enough to win a state championship. So Marceline's a very talented team, too. They were in the quarterfinals last year. They bring almost everybody back from that squad. They're physical. But East Buchanan's pretty physical as well. So two Northwest Missouri teams playing in Columbia for a state championship. And, this is the second time East Buchanan has played for it. They played for it in 2004. Daniel Ritter is their second-year coach. He took over for the late Kevin Bryan, who stepped down before the 2020 season, then sadly passed away from cancer this past March. So a lot of good football fans and good football people up in Gower, where East Buchanan High School is, and we'd be thrilled to see them get a state championship.
That's right. And then Class 4 Smithville has a wonderful lake, and they also have one hell of a football team. Smithville battling for the Class 4 championship. What about that game?
Well, you know, they were down 36-20 in the second half last week at MICDS and scored 20 straight points to win that game against a very good MICDS, coached by a man by the name of Dr. Fred Bouchard, which should be a familiar name if you're a high school football fan, former Staley, former Harrisonville coach. And that was a big win for them to get to the state championship game. It's only the second time they've been there in school history, 1969, when there was three classes. They were the class, I think it was small. It was what they called it back then. And they look like they're ready to kind of finish the deal here. I mean, the one thing they hadn't done most of the season is had to come from behind, and they had to do it two out of the last 3 weeks. So I think Smithville's going to get a win here. Hannibal's a good team. It's going to be a good game, but I think Smithville's definitely in line to get a state championship.
Go East Buchanan, go Smithville, and go St. Pius X. Bring three state championships back to the Kansas City area, back to our local football fans. Nate Buchady, what about the Kansas teams that have already brought back state championships to this area?
Yeah, I want to talk about my buddy Jason Denton, who's on the coaching staff at St. James. We went to high school together at Bishop Ward, and St. James, back-to-back state titles. Dion, tell us about what they did this time around.
Well, they got down 14-0 to Andover Central, who's a pretty physical team, and they didn't play their probably worst half of football in about 2 months in the first half against Andover, and then they really got things going in the second half. And even when their tailback went out, they played really well. Jackson House, their outstanding quarterback, did well. And then Wade Spencer is the name you're going to hear a lot of over the next year. He's a junior defensive lineman, defensive end for St. James, and he's just a talented guy. And defensively, he helped really kind of settle things down. They stopped Andover on several times and got a really nice win for them. They played that game in Topeka. The stands were filled with St. James people, and on that side was where they were shooting the web stream. The camera was shaking at the end because the stands were shaking. It was kind of tough to watch because the camera was bobbing up and down. But no, it's a good win for them. And you know, St. James, you know, we saw Bishop Miege win six in a row. I don't know if St. James can do that. We're a long way from that, but they've got two in the books right now, and they're bringing back a lot of talent off of this team into next year.
All right, what about Mill Valley?
Rinse and repeat, three straight, 5 out of 7.
Wow.
Mick Schaefer's son, Aiden, is a senior on this team, and the joke around the Mill Valley program is this is the down year. The next three classes are pretty good. And they just came out and handled their business against Mays and got up to a nice lead. Could have been bigger. They were up, I think, 18-0 or 20-0, and they had a tailback break out into the open with nobody, you know, in front of him. And they ran him down from behind and popped the ball out and ended up turning it over. But, no, Mill Valley, just tough physical football. Really been one of the easier wins they've had the last few times they've played in the state championship game. I mean, they've had some where they've kicked field goals or had to stop drives in the last minute, especially the last two times against Wichita Northwest. So this was a little bit more of a breathing kind of victory. And we talked with Coach Apple before our show, and he said, you know, this is the first time he can remember being able to take the cell phone out of his pocket and take the headset off, knowing he's going to get dunked with the Gatorade bath. He goes, usually we're just finishing the game, and I don't have time to do that. He goes, I actually have time to get ready this time.
And then Blue Valley Northwest with the big state title as well.
Well, what a statement win. I don't think anybody thought the Blue Valley Northwest couldn't beat Derby, who's the three-time defending state champion. They've been there 7 years in a row. Derby had looked so good. I mean, they were dominant most of the season. Their defense was a little suspect at times. They gave up a lot of points to Mays. They had really struggled in some of those games. But Blue Valley Northwest came out and did what I don't think a lot of people thought they could do, is just dominate both sides of the offensive line. Offensively, they were fine. They were able to go up and down and score. I think a lot of people thought they could do that. But defensively, they just manhandled Derby and just shut down that offense and forced them to where they couldn't just hand the ball to Dylan Edwards, who's their outstanding tailback who can turn a game in a heartbeat. They stopped him a couple times. I mean, he had a couple times where he was ready to break and had a safety one time and a cornerback another time. make great open field tackles and hold him to like a 15-yard run, which stalled what they wanted to do. And then they stopped him in the backfield a bunch of times. They were up 28-0 in this game at halftime. And I'd love to tell you it even looked that close. I mean, they were just dominating. And Mikey Pauley, their quarterback, ran for 4 touchdowns and threw for 1. And they just dominated that game. And Clint Ryder, who took over 5 years ago and 4 years ago, that was an 0-9 team when these kids were freshmen, you don't really see it that much. I mean, Blue Eye North did it a few years ago. It's tough to be in the 6A and play in the EKL and turn things around. And so now they have their first state championship, and the only Blue Valley school that doesn't have a state championship is Blue Valley Southwest, and they're the newest, only been around since 2010, but now all the other four have state championships.
All right, we got a minute left. Simone Awards, there have been 3 handed out so far, and the Frank Fontana Award and the Simone Award still yet to be named. And so just real quick, run down the winners and who's up for the award so we can get those kids their names on the radio so they can get credit for great seasons.
Monday they announced the Otis Taylor Award winner, Moody Rubin from Park Hill South, outstanding receiver for them as they went undefeated. The Bobby Bell Award, best small school lineman and linebacker, which is Cody Simoncic from Smithville. He's still playing a game. He's got a game on Friday. Then last night the Buck Buchanan Award was given to sophomore Melvin Laster from Liberty North. If you have not seen him play, go to our YouTube channel or the story on our site and check out some highlights from him. Outstanding player. We got the Fontana coming out tonight. Keyshawn Elliott, a quarterback from Richmond. Andrew Hedgecorth, a junior quarterback from Smithville. Jackson House, the junior quarterback from St. James. And John Price, the sophomore running back from Lincoln Prep. Those will be announced at 6 o'clock on 41. Some guy named Mick Schaefer will do that for him. And then on Tuesday at the Winters High School, going back to the Winters High School, the Simone Award will be given out, and it's either going to be Trey Baker, a senior from Lee Summit North, Jet Dineen, a senior quarterback from Lawrence Free State. They're all quarterbacks. Mikey Pauley, of course, from Blue Valley Northwest, and Sam Van Dyne from Liberty North. So great. It's been a lot of fun announcing these all week long on 41, and we've got great coverage. And also, if you're interested, there's a brand-new website out there presented by the McCarthy Auto Group, thesimoneawards.com, with a lot of history, and it's being updated all the time. So a great new partnership for the Simone Awards with McCarthy Auto Group.
Who are you guys going to have out there in Columbia?
I've got Steve Bubalo, who covers stuff for me on Friday, and then with Smithville, and then Clint Dye, who's a great Northwest Missouri guy, is going to be doing Pius in East Buchanan on Saturday. So just a good crew of guys, and then David Smith, who's a good shooter, is going to be shooting photos for us. So going to be a fun weekend, and looking forward to watching those games.
That was my nickname in college, Steve Bubalo, they used to call me. I can't tell you why, though. And of course, for the best coverage, Preps KC, my man, thank you so much for the time, and hopefully we'll have some more state champions bringing titles back to the area on this weekend.
No doubt. Let's go.
That is, I will go. Thank you, Deion. I'll take you up on that offer. I'll be there. That's Deion Clisso, managing editor for Preps KC. Back after this on WHB.